I invite you to go with us again to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. I'm going to focus on and look at today. We get the Lord's help. In verse 6, Paul writes, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." I guess it's been enough to know that the Lord began first to deal with my heart about these messages I had preached, starting in chapter 3, and then going on into chapter 4. And I've been preaching on standing fast in times like these. I never realized when the Lord began to first deal with my heart, how events in our world would change. I never imagined back then that Israel would start attacking Iran. And I really never imagined that as of last night, Arab bombers dropped them on Iran. We are living in unprecedented times. We are living in times that we looked at our world and our nation and we wonder what else could happen. But the Lord kept bringing my heart back to the thoughts of how we need to stand fast in times like these. We don't need to be shaken by events. We don't need to reach the place that we begin to panic and wring our hands and say, "What's going to be next?" Because we realize that our Heavenly Father is in full control. But I want to look again at a few thoughts today. Well, actually two in particular. I have already talked about our state.
stand in times like these. I talked about our standing in the faith, standing in fellowship one with another. And then I talked about our spirit in times like these. Then we talked about rejoicing in the Lord, having a spirit of joy in our hearts and patience with others. But I want to look at these verses and first of all say something about our supplication in times like these. Paul in verse 6 moves into the area of prayer. As a matter of fact, Paul is dealing with anxiety in their lives and their hearts. He is talking about worry and being anxious. And I'll be honest, we're all guilty of that. We're all guilty of having anxious times and moments and days like this. Paul put it this way: be careful for nothing. That word careful in this verse means to divide, to cut in pieces, to be pulled in different directions. That is exactly what worry will do. Worry will get in your heart and pull your faith, if it can, into pieces. I think of that word careful. This isn't the first time in the scriptures we find it. You remember that the woman Mary and Martha and Lazarus brought the bones to Jesus and said, "Mary won't help me. She has led me to serve the Lord." And Jesus answered, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things." The idea was, Jesus said, "Martha, you're just letting things pull you apart. You're letting these things tear you up into pieces." I realized that though we're all different, there are things that cause us all anxiety at times. There is the fear of the unknown. I'm talking about things that where we don't know what it's going to be like tomorrow. We don't know what next week is going to be like. Will there be sickness? Will there be war? Will there be trouble? those in her nation. That's the unknowns. But then there are the unknowables. Out of their face will never turn. I have often said it. I wonder what people have the cancers they have. I wonder why homes have the problems that they often have. And there are things in this life that we'll never know till here. So what do we do about all that? Paul says, pray about everything. Don't be anxious. Don't be careful about these things. Paul says, pray about everything. When you think of that word, everything, that word is all inclusive. It means this. Now, get this. Don't let this go over your head. That word means everything. We try to spiritualize things at times and look for deeper meanings. I'm glad to do that. But that word everything simply means everything. Everything that touches your life. Everything that we face and deal with. Paul said, pray about everything. I want to think about what he says, but in everything by prayer. As a matter of fact, Paul actually uses four words here that relate to our praying. I want to look at them. Paul says in everything by prayer. That word prayer simply describes our approach to God. Paul's saying, remember that when you pray, you're approaching your Heavenly Father. Keep in mind that when you pray, you're talking to the God of heaven. You're not talking to a president. You're not talking to a world leader. You're not talking to a king. You're talking to the sovereign God of glory. Paul said, pray. When you're praying, that actually speaks of praying in public or private. Paul said that prayer works all the time. I've studied this from Brother Chris just recently. He had said it before. Talking about his father-in-law, Joel. And he said, Preacher Joel would see somebody and they would say, I want you to pray with me. Pray for me. And Brother Joel said, all right, right now, you get down anywhere and pray. That's what Paul's talking about. I read that verse, I see the word prayer. I could write Joel Cook in the margin of my Bible. Because that's how he prayed And that's how Paul said we all pray. That when we're talking to somebody and they say, pray for me, we're not ashamed to bow on our knees and ask God to meet the needs of their heart. Paul said in everything the prayer. Did he use the word supplication? That word supplication speaks of specific needs or situations. It means when you pray that you'll call people's names. That you'll call certain situations. That you're not just praying shotgun prayers and say, God, would you handle these? But you say, God, I've got this need in particular. I need you to work in. God, here's my loved one that's dealing with cancer. And God, they need healing. God, I've got a work situation that's about to drive me up the wall. God, would you work in this thing? That's supplications. Being specific, it is not that you demand anything of God. But you say, God, I give it to you. Here it is. And then he said, with thanksgiving in your heart. With thanksgiving, it is a word that indicates our attitude in prayer. That we pray, thanking God that he hears and answers our prayers in his time and way. They tell us the word thanksgiving is a word that has a connection to the word grace. It seems to indicate that we have recognized God's graciousness when we're praying. Thank God he's a God of grace. And then he said, let your request be made known unto God. Once again, this is dealing with definite things. I think of 1 Peter 5 and 7, where Peter said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Peter said, just put it all. Cast it all upon him. All of our worry, all of our stress, all of those things that are pulling us in different directions, give them all to the Lord and he'll strengthen you. John Corson, I read a statement in one of his commentaries that blessed my heart about this verse. And I thought I wanted to share it with you. John Corson said, the older I get, the more I'm learning that prayer is not a monologue. It's a dialogue. I'm discovering more and more that the real need of my life is not for God to hear me, but for me to hear from Him. And I find that as I walk, drive, or get on my knees, if I will pray, and then just rest and be quiet, the Lord will bring specific scriptures to my mind and will write His will in my heart. Man, I like that. Sometimes all I want to do is get on the knees and pray, tell God everything, and then go on my way. But prayer isn't a monologue, it's a dialogue. It's me talking to God and God talking to me and speaking to my heart. Talk about our supplication in times like these. Then let me look at our strength in times like these. Paul says, in the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I want to tell you, in times like this, when it seems that peace has had a premium, there's no peace in the Middle East. There's no peace in our cities here in America. There's no peace in churches all around. There's little peace in homes these days. That doesn't necessarily have to be fussing and arguing, but the stresses of life stealing your peace. Paul says in this verse something about the source of this peace and the peace of God. The peace of God. It is God's peace Paul is describing. The peace that comes from Him alone, giving us hope and confidence, strengthening us to carry on with joy when the burdens of life are heavy and pathways rough. Isaiah 26:3 says this about the Lord, that will keep Him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Thee, because He trusteth in Thee. I love that verse. That has always been a favorite of mine. I love it because the word stayed. He said, His mind is stayed on Thee. That word stayed means to lean upon and lay upon. For a long time, you're texting or talking to these battling cancers and sicknesses, I often keep telling them, keep leaning on the Lord. Keep leaning on the Lord. That is exactly what Isaiah is saying. Thou wilt give Him perfect peace who leans upon the Lord. You know why I think a lot of people don't have peace? Because they're leaning on government. They're leaning on job security. They're leaning on what they get as a paycheck. They're leaning on their 401k. They're leaning on their IRAs. All of those things could be gone tomorrow. They're leaning on their heads. That could be gone this evening. Isaiah said, there is perfect peace when you lean on the Lord. Lean unto Him. He said, there will be peace. But then we notice the surpassing of this peace. Paul said, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding, that will passeth these rising above, for to be an authority and control. Don't tell you, I like to look more into world meetings and all of those things. And I don't get carried away in a lot of it, but sometimes I'll come across something that just places the thought out of my life. That word pacifier is a military connection to it. It carries the idea about flanking the enemy. Sometimes it seems like the enemy's coming your way, trying to disturb you, but I said that peace of God can help flank the enemy and cut them off, so that you can have peace. It is peace, he says, that passeth all understanding. We can say it like this, when it makes no sense to be at peace, God can give peace. When the numbers don't add up, God can take His divine stamp and put peace on the ledger. And peace can be in your heart. But then notice lastly, and I'm done, the sustaining of this peace. Paul said, this peace which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Once again, that word keep is a military word. It has the idea of being on guard duty, protecting from the hostile invasion of the enemy. Some said that it's like a sentry posted on guard duty, so that when they see the enemies calling their attack, they sound the alarm, they get peace in the heart. The enemy says, will keep your hearts and minds. Richard was talking about the organ, my organ, the heart, and my organ, my brain. Heard in the scriptures when he says hearts and minds, it means all of it. Your whole person. When our hearts are troubled, when our minds are shaken, when peace steps, that's when peace steps in and surrounds us with comfort and strength and encouragement. I wonder today, just in this congregation, how many people are dealing with stressful situations right now? I mean, it may be family problems, it may be financial problems, it may be sin problems. Your whole life, your whole world is pressed to the max. Paul says, don't be anxious. Don't be careful about these things. Pray about them. Put them in the hands of God. And when you do, the peace of God that passeth all understanding will keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. I want the answer. You get that? That's what Paul's saying. Our Lord is the answer to everything. As Adam taught, He's the answer to our need of salvation. Our Lord is the answer to our burdens, our trials, our fears. He's the answer. What we need to do is just surrender all to Him. If you're lost, He'll save you. If you're saved, He'll strengthen you, encourage you, and comfort you. Don't let this world get you all stressed out. The journey sure is rough at times, but thank God the landing's going to be safe. We just need to trust Him. Trust Him. Brother David would give us a song. That's the message of my heart. That is how the Lord put it in my heart to give you. Tried to share with you what he put inside of me. Preacher, you ever worry? Why, sure. I'm human. There's times I get anxious over things. And I have to realize I just need to pray, Lord. Talk to the Father. Let him talk to me. Put His peace in my heart to settle it on. Father, stand. There may be a need in your heart. Disorder's open.